I can't imagine you improving your mood. But the device that you wanted to show us today is a mood enhancer.
So let me just first say that this is a failed Christmas gift. In that,
what does that
this
mean?
Is a gift that I bought for Dave.
Oh, it's one of those, like, the times when I buy Becca the things that I want.
I didn't buy it for me. I didn't even realize I would want it. I bought it for Dave.
Okay.
Because Dave doesn't sleep well at night, and so I wanted something that would regulate his sleep patterns.
Well, stop kicking him when he's sleeping.
Change his circadian rhythm, right? And that can be done by exposure to light. Right?
Yeah.
And so I bought
him. I mean, I say yeah, like I know.
I bought him a happy light. I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to blind you.
Okay, so this is called a happy light.
A happy light.
This is a full spectrum therapy light from cat5.tv/happy light.
Will I break everything if I turn this on?
It's super bright. Let's try it.
I would say turn it away from
directly.
The camera first.
No, turn it toward the camera. I think people really need to see.
Okay.
Just turn down the brightness on your TV, guys.
Oh. That's not bad.
It's not bad because our camera will compensate for
it.
But
so
that is super bright.
Yeah, that's insanely bright.
It is the sun. It'll hurt you.
Yeah.
That is not the sun.
It is the sun.
It is the sun without UV.
Yes.
So it's the same brightness as the sun.
Right.
It generates like a faux sun light. Like it mimics the good qualities of sunlight.
Right.
So I guess it makes you.
It the benefits.
You mentioned circadian rhythm.
When you think about what the sun does to your mood. That is what this is to do to your mood, right? So first thing in the morning, now I wake up and I sit in front of that light for 20 minutes.
Oh.
Well, now I'm not a doctor, and this is could be a placebo effect because I've only been using it.
Do you
for
have to have your eyes open.
Now. Yeah, but it's not pointed at your eyes.
Okay, I'm
you don't wear it on your face.
That's going to hurt looking at that for 20
stare
minutes.
At it.
So I have been sleeping better. So I have a sleep tracker, and I've been sleeping better.
With this?
With.
Oh, see, that's interesting. So you use a sleep tracker on your Fitbit.
Yes.
So you can actually legitimately say, yes, this is having a good impact.
Exactly. So I use that from 5 to 5:20 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sleeping
well.
Who gets
up that early?
Right? So it's affecting my whole day. Mm-hmm. Now, I found that I'm a happy person already, but I found a couple of times, and it wasn't ongoing, but a couple of times I had like a little spurt of like, I felt like lifted, right? Like I just, and I think that it has something to do with the way you feel on a sunny summer day or a sunny spring day, right? You have that little extra oomph. It's supposed to be, a mood enhancer. It's supposed to limit your cravings to carbohydrates. It's
really?
Supposed to help.
I need that.
It's supposed to help you change your circadian rhythm, so alleviate jet lag if you're a traveler.
That's
right?
Interesting.
It would help against, all of the complaints about daylight savings time.
Mm-hmm.
That would help, right? And all you need to do, it's very small, right?
It looks like a tablet.
It does.
And I was wondering if it, like, how many volts it was. It is like a barrel plug.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's not, it's 19.2 volts, 0.65 amps. That's the device itself, the input power. Hmm. And it's just a button to turn it on.
Yeah.
Oh, what's up here? Wow.
You're not supposed to look at it. It hurts. And that's the problem. So wow.
That's a shiny head. My goodness.
And I love it. Sorry, Dave.
So, okay, you said it was failed. Like, Dave,
how did
looked
you even
went,
do
eh?
How did you put
or
oh,
Dave
it
didn't
looked
work
at
for
it.
Him.
No. Dave looked at it and he thought, this is a great idea. And then he turned it on and he said, never.
It's right there.
I'm not pointing this at my eyes. It hurts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
it's not that it didn't work
there,
for
so
him.
That...
He just didn't bother trying.
Yeah. So the way you're supposed to, like, the way I point it is I point it at me, but not like
indirectly
at my face.
Okay.
Right. So I am, on Discord first thing in the morning. That's when I check, drinking my coffee. And this thing's kind of pointed at the side of my face. But my mm-hmm. eyes are open. It's not like straight on. That would be mean to my face.
Huh.
Yeah.
Now, how bright is that? Like if, say you put it in your bathroom in the morning. And instead of turning on your bathroom light, you turn that on. Would it be
that
bright?
That would suffice. Yes.
So it would be bright enough that as you're doing your morning routine, getting ready for work, that would light up your bathroom and be just enough light.
Exactly. It's sunlight too. So like 10,000 lux at 5,600 Kelvin.
Mm-hmm.
Like Awesome.
I feel like it would be easy to integrate into a daily routine.
Okay.
As long as you are willing to suffer through the fact that when you turn it on, at first, you're drawn to look at it and it hurts. Right? That's the problem. You have to teach yourself to turn it on and look away.
You know, I would like to point out that they're talking about health stuff and the word suffer just came in. Enough said.
Don't stare directly into the light, folks. It is CSA approved. It's also listed with ETL, and it doesn't generate blue light. I mentioned also that there is no UV, so I guess that means like it's better for your skin.
Yes.
It's better for your eyes than natural sunlight. You're not going to have to worry about skin cancer or sunburn, presumably, those kinds of things, right? So
and it
just
has,
the benefits.
It has helped me, so that is
interesting. That's cool. Cat5.tv/happylight. Keep us posted on that. I'd love to learn more about that. That's cool.
Okay. Perfect.
I used to use a sun tanning booth when I was young. Mm-hmm. And I remember the effects, the benefits of that, and feeling like great after you're done.
Exactly.
And then once my skin started boiling, I realized this is not for me. So that's good.